Turn around. Make sure somebody sees you. You're full of it. If you're not going to say it, what are you going to do with your emptiness? You're not empty. You're full of it. Good. Okay? So when events or thoughts seem to be in opposition with the fullness of our divine self, and when we get emotionally hooked in to a story or an outcome, and when we get kind of upside down with our thinking, and that thinking seems to start to hold us hostage, you see, because we make snap judgments, and our brain is based on our past experiences. Does that make sense? Well, thank you. Amen. Okay. And our past experiences and ideas, our upbringing, our training, etc., says when something happens that this I know is to be the truth about that because that's what we've always said. And we need to remind ourselves things are not always as they seem to be. And so with that, it's time for the video. Okay, life isn't always what it seems.
Sometimes life isn't always how it seems. Wait a minute. Huh? What?
You get it? He's literally hanging upside down, but he made us think that he's right side up. When does our thinking do that to us? I'm sure that never happens to you. However, it does happen to me. Okay, one more picture, Marielle. Look at that. Have you ever seen the drawings that they've done on sidewalks? All those people had to do was go sit on top of the drawing, and it looks like they are in the water, doesn't it? Things are not always as they seem to be because, you see, we make it up. And our old beliefs help us to make it up. I just had this opportunity last week. Because I think you all know I'm looking for a new assistant, office assistant. So I've been interviewing all of these people. And it's really wonderful to be able to do that. And we've had so many great people apply. And I'm sitting with this woman, and I can feel that, wow, everything she's saying and doing, it really resonates. And I feel a real simpatico with her, and she seems to be liking me and the whole thing. And so I'm going, maybe this is it. I've said it, this is it a number of times. But anyway, this one I really, you know how we get really sure? Bless our hearts. Things aren't always as they seem to be. So I'm just like, hey, we got it here. Got it nailed. Thank you, God. You know? Let go, let God. 3 or 4 days later, I get an email. Reverend Maggie, thank you very much for the opportunity. It was great to meet you. I've been praying about this. And I've decided to look elsewhere for work. Immediately, oh, I said something wrong. It's the old pattern. Well, this is what I do when I do that. Because I wanted to beat myself up. What did I say wrong? And I said, wait a second. If I'm the divine, beloved place where the Mother, Father, God shows up, this kind of thinking isn't the truth of who I am. Amen. Do you see? Because the moment that happens, we have to shift that energy. That's not the truth. Because, you see, all our mind will do is repeat what has been put into that. It is just like a computer. If you've put those words in, it'll bring them right back up. You go onto YouTube, it'll show you everything you've already watched. Okay? So I pushed the button. She said she didn't want that. So I did, no, I'm of the beloved place where God shows up. I am the daughter of the Mother, Father, God. Woo! that truth is not there for me. Woo! Okay? Until it's God, because that's a slippery slope. Anybody? Yeah. No, you don't do that. Oh, one person. No. So I said, I'm not thinking that. Thank you very much. And about an hour later, Spirit said, she checked your website, and it didn't match her belief system. Oh, I was cute. You see? So I was wrong. Where are you seeming to think that there's a certain way, an old belief that's kind of got you munched up? Because you see, when we let go and we let God, and when we're full of it, when we're full of that divine self, we know how to be with those parts of us that want to rise up and shame and blame us. It's normal. However, it's not the truth. And so now, before I even interview somebody, I said, would you please look at our website, see if it fits with your belief system? Because you see, I want somebody who comes into that same energy and alignment with me and with you, because she's going to be here, or he's going to be here to serve this community, and we want the best we can possibly get. Yes? Yeah. So we have to be willing to interrupt those old beliefs. We have to be willing to interrupt our thinking. And that's exactly what John did. He was munched up, and he said, there's another way to think and another way to be. And he took his gift in music and words, and he put it together. What's your gift to interrupt that old thinking and interrupt those ideas, to become aware of what you're truly telling yourself? Because if it isn't loving, if it isn't nurturing, if it isn't kind, by God, it is not God. It's not your God self. Stomp your foot, put your hand on your hip, and say, not here, no thanks, no vacancy. Good. And we have to take time each day, actually moment by moment, and to check in with ourselves and interpret and interrupt those old beliefs right now. And trust the God within you. Trust the God within everyone, especially your loved ones. That's a big one, isn't it? To see the struggle of our loved ones. But you know what? I learned a really cool thing. I go, if God is everywhere present and in and through all things and is the Big Mac of everything about life, then that is everything about life is within me, then it must also be in the people I love. So I said, okay, God, take care of George, whoever. Because my business is to take care of me. God's business is to take care of the people I love and to recognize that all is well. Because you see, we're each unique, individualized expressions of life and living in the infinite possibilities. I have no idea what you personally need to come into alignment with that, but I know the God within you does. And when I know that for you, I know it will be lifted up and revealed to you in your most magnificent way. But when I try and control it for you, then I forget that the God in you is as powerful as the God in me. Do you see how we can let go and let God? So we have to act as if the answer has already been given, and it will be so. We have to be the ones that come into faith and trust. If you want to learn more about how to do this, sign up for that class. especially foundations. We all started there. How many have taken foundations? Raise your hand. Look around. How many want to take it again? I'm guaranteeing you, if you want to work this, you got to let it work in your life. Okay? Yeah. 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 It's all God, you guys. It's all good. Okay? Let's take that into prayer. Thank you. So just take a breath. How fresh it is, how great it is to be able to just breathe this breath that nurtures and nourishes us physically and in every sense of the word. Letting go into the breath and letting the fullness and the richness of this life to serve us, to source us, and to reveal that there, beyond every situation, beyond anything, there is a greater truth. One life, one power, in and through all things seen and all things unseen. I call this God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. By whatever name, there is only one life, and that life is sweet, and it's full, and it's rich, and it's ever-giving from its loving essence of all things, all places. There's only one. And that one life lives within me. It is the very power that breathes me. It beats my heart. And I recognize that I am the beloved place where God shows up. And what is true of me is equally beautifully, gloriously true, uniquely expressed in and through and as you, everyone. And I welcome that. I celebrate it. And I recognize that right where we each are, God is, and where there is a need for a healing, where there's a need for an attitude adjustment, I know and accept that it's taking place because we have called it forth. We have called it forth this morning to be a greater light for the truth that lives within us. And we're filled up to overflowing because we say so. We say it is true. And anything unlike this truth is now dissipated and released. It has no place in the divine essence of our being. So greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God. I trust this. I know this to be the truth. And so I just release this, my word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes. Returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it. And we say, yes, thank you, God. We let it be so. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here or wish to be, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen. Amen.